Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150.
Good morning. Welcome again to another episode of Freedom from Pain. This is Dr. Tong. I have a couple of patients scheduled for you. Basically, today I want to explore the subject of depression, especially people who are wealthy, from a wealthy family. In fact, I scheduled two girls that are from a very well-to-do family, and why would they be depressed, and what can the family or the parents do about it? In fact, some of you may read an article from the U.S. World and News, I believe, okay, about a student from Harvard. She committed suicide, but before she killed herself, she told all her professors that she wanted to kill herself, and she went to the mental clinic and received the treatment there, but nothing helped. And after she, now the parents are suing Harvard, okay. So MIT and other teaching institutions are now making program to treat mental depression. But the problem is that depression is just a symptom, and the conventional treatment are not effective. Today's college students are overwhelmed. The colleges are overwhelmed because they have so many students that are 76% reported overwhelmed. And 22% of them said that they are too depressed to even cope. And they allow about 10 sessions to share with their psychiatrist. But what can 10 sessions do? In fact, I have Kendra and Danny on the line. Why don't we get them on the line and let's hear their story. Kendra?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Great. Listen, you are my patient. Have been a long time. And in fact, your little boy and little girl now become a patient, but your little boy was also my patient 4 years ago.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit how you came to me in the first place and what were your symptoms?
Well,
on your own story.
Yeah. I had my shoulder was in pain.
Yes.
And I was working out, and I was going to the doctors, and they said that they were going to cut into my shoulder and do exploratory surgery.
Yes.
And I didn't think that that was right, and I'm not really good on anesthesia, so.
Right. In fact, that's just one of your problems. You have a whole host of problems, back pain.
Yes.
You were also depressed, correct?
Absolutely. I had chronic fatigue syndrome, and I had my whole body ached. My hip ached. I had cold sores in my mouth.
Yes.
I was drinking socially, and I got sick doing that, and I couldn't work out anymore, so I came to you.
Yes. So how did you
I
try
TV?
Yeah.
And
did you?
I thought, oh my goodness! You know.
Yeah. You try. How many years have you suffered from those symptoms?
I suffered. I've suffered in pain my whole life till I met you.
Mm-hmm.
Started coming treatments with you.
And how long? How about the fatigue?
The chronic fatigue, I had that for like a year.
And the depression?
Yeah, it was depression, and well, because I couldn't work out anymore, so I couldn't release any kind of stress. And
yes,
I had major PMS.
Yes.
And,
well, actually,
I think I had everything there is.
That's right.
Book.
In fact, I
that would be me.
I think your letter is posted on a website, so the listeners can go to our website and actually look at under chronic fatigue syndrome, shoulder pain, and so forth.
Yeah.
And look.
It was my gallbladder. It wasn't my shoulder.
Yes. Uh huh.
Yeah, I know, because when I went to the doctor, they go, "Well, we're going to do exploratory surgery," and I go, "Well, why?" You know, and they said, "Well, we can't find out where the pain's coming from." And when I came to you, go, "It's not your shoulder; it's your gallbladder. I was eating too much fat."
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So how did you find our treatment? How fast did you relieve your treatment? I mean, your symptoms.
Well, it was within a few treatments, but the first one was just amazing. I could see again, and I felt like a person again, and
because all your symptoms were treated, your depression, your fatigue,
yeah,
your shoulder pain,
all my channels were open, and
yeah,
my body started healing itself again. And
remember your cold sores?
Yeah,
well, you're having a lot of pain in by your mouth. Okay,
I had a big, huge cold sore in my
yes.
mouth, and you said to me, and then you gave me a treatment in my mouth, and it was gone. Immediately, and
yes, right afterwards, correct?
Yeah, and it takes like 10 days for it to go away, and you just suffer in this horrible pain, and it was treated just immediately in your office. You just got rid of it right away.
Yeah, in fact, all over this year, I mean, all the years I know you, you have more than just what you told us right now. Many symptoms, and usually within one or two treatments, I got
absolutely.
You got you better. How about your little boy?
The first one, you feel like you're alive again. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. How about your little boy? Michael. Can you tell us?
Yeah.
Yes.
He had a few treatments, and he hasn't been sick since.
Yeah, that was like 4 years ago, right?
No. Yeah, he's 16 now, and when the first treatment, I remember we were there, and he was just jumping up and down after
the treatment.
Yeah.
Yes. And okay, now let's go to your little girl, because
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what our main subject is. Okay. Yeah, Jenny was so afraid of needles. So, like 4 years ago, when Michael received a treatment, you received a treatment, she wouldn't do it.
Yeah, she wouldn't do it. She was just screaming and just sweating and.
Yes. Okay. So, what were her symptoms, and how come she come back?
She has colitis. Like she has an obstruction in her colon.
Right.
And she hasn't been eating right, so it's locked up.
So she had severe constipation, right?
Constipation, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But extreme, to where there was nothing coming out anymore at all.
Okay.
So
that is just one of the symptoms. But the more...
She would have died.
Yeah, but the more disturbing symptom was the fact that she was really depressed.
She wanted to kill herself.
Mm-hmm.
She was so depressed. She...
Well, did she say that she wanted to kill herself?
Absolutely.
Mm.
So a year before...
Yeah, you showed me this poem. That do you have that poem with you? That she says she didn't write it. Okay, but the fact that, but it said the fact that she kept it. Okay,
right.
It was kind of
the people that were putting her in that.
So she had that kind of feeling.
She was following along with it because she felt the same way.
Yeah. Do you have that poem with you or no?
No, she tore it up.
Okay. Well, anyway, finally. She came, how long ago was she came? Maybe a couple months ago?
Yeah, just a couple months ago.
Okay. You remember how
she... Begging me and begging. First, she didn't want to go, and she was in the corner, and then when you walked in, we were laughing because, we said, "Why don't you get up on the sink,
Yes. So she was going to the corner, trying to
away.
Kept away from me, yes, Well, anyway,
And so now when you walk in, she's smiling and sitting right there waiting for you to come in.
Well, is Jenny there?
Yeah.
Oh, Jenny, can you get her on the phone? Maybe she can share stuff.
Just say hi.
Hello, Jenny?
No, she gets a little nervous on the phone.
She gets a little nervous on the phone?
Absolutely.
She shouldn't be. Well, she won't come to the phone?
Yeah, say hi.
Come on, Jenny.
Oh, she doesn't know what to say.
Okay.
Just say hi. Jenny.
Well, anyway, she was so afraid of the needles.
Oh, okay. She wouldn't do it. She was just, remember, she goes, okay, I got to do one right here. And now she goes, how many more are you going to do? Aren't you going to do any more? Come on, aren't you going
to? No, like she would say, ask me, you want to keep me one here for digestion?
Yeah.
You always ask for something that afterwards.
Yes, she, four or five there.
The point is that she's completely not afraid of the needles.
Right. It just becomes so great. You feel so good that, you just want more. You just want to feel better.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jenny doesn't want to get on the phone because the first few times, okay, let me just summarize the story a little bit. The first few times, you guys only come sporadically, like once every 2 weeks,
right.
Don't get on a schedule. But most important, you guys did not get on the diet, or take the herbs.
Eating,
okay? So every time she come back, all the symptoms back there again, okay? But in the beginning, she always complained that she didn't feel good. I don't feel good. That's what she said. And I ask her, where's the pain? She said, I'm not painful. No painful. But I just don't feel good. That means it's a mental anguish.
Right.
Okay.
This whole colon, block was from stress.
Yeah. That's.
It was from depression and stress and just.
That's one of the many facets, many results from the block between the mind and the body. But in any case, right now, the last few times, she keeps saying how good she feels, smiling. And unfortunately, she's still too nervous to get on the phone, okay? But that is what makes me so happy, and I'm sure make you so happy, because it's very, very draining to see your kids complaining that they don't feel...
We're just absolutely drained after the treatments, but now we are just like, I'm so happy that it's...
Yes, because she's smiling, she say how good she feels. She had never felt so good in her life.
Right.
But we'll get her better and then get her on the phone one of these days, just like little Philip. In the beginning, she would not say anything.
Yeah.
Jenny, come on, get on the phone.
She won't do it.
Okay, that's good enough. One of these days, I'll get her on the phone to share her story, okay? Well, Kendra, thank
you. She loves you when,
Yes.
She wants to be with you all the time.
That's good. Okay. Well, one of these days, I'll get her brave enough, okay, to get on the phone and share her story, share her feeling, actually, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that she's really, truly very happy, because it's very draining to hear people that...
When you wanted to do an alternative story on the television, we all came down there, a bunch of people.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
And we couldn't even do the story because we just... Every time we went to go tell the story, we just start crying.
Yes, you did. Yeah. But you did too.
A lot of the other people, they just said, I couldn't even tell the story because I was just crying because I felt so, changed my life and I'm so well now and I was so sick. And
Well, here's another point. If you don't mind, I'm telling you, you come from a very, very wealthy family.
Yeah.
Very wealthy, okay?
Exactly.
Way over above everybody else, okay? But what is money so good for when your life is not balanced? And I want to go to the details. Your life was not balanced. Your diet was not balanced, okay?
I've learned so much from you. Yeah.
Great, yeah. See, with happiness and less money is so much better than and having a whole bunch of money and not happy.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, and healthy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us, okay? And I will promise I'll get Jenny to come on the phone and share her feeling, okay? Because she is so happy now that I just want the people to see that a depressed kid can be better, yes. So thanks very much, and you guys have a nice weekend, okay?
There's no reason for anyone to be killing themselves.
Exactly, yeah.
Nobody.
Yes.
So there's you.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, Kendra?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Yes. Okay, here's a point. Depression is a symptom. And the depression is not due to lack of Prozac or lack of any drugs. So putting drug in the body is not going to cure the depression. And if you help the depression in the long run, you're going to stop working and actually make you worse. Because the body must spend energy to get rid of the drugs and stuff like that that doesn't belong to the body. I have a caller, okay? Let's get on the phone and see what he had to say. Hello, James?
Hello there, Dr. Tom.
Yeah, James, what have you got to share with us?
Well, I called yesterday, and my wife, I missed you on your return call.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
And my wife said that I should call you between 11:30 and 12.
Yes.
Concerning some problems that I wanted to see if you were able to do anything about.
Okay.
One is, I have about two or three of them that I'd like to discuss with you. I have a problem with, I had prostate cancer, and the surgery was a couple of years ago. A year 2000.
In
February the 7th. And then since then I've had a problem with impotence.
Mm-hmm.
And also I have a problem with, I wanted to see about what I could do to rebuild my immune system.
Yes.
I understand the immune system can help ward off things like cancer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is my activities require a lot of repetitive motions, and I'm having a problem with my hands going to sleep at nighttime.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I went to the doctor, and they did some electrical tests, and they said that the time of response from my wrist to my fingers is twice as long as it is from my shoulder to that location at the wrist.
Yes.
So electrical signal evidently is slower.
Yes.
Because of the, I guess you call it carpal tunnel type of.
Okay. Okay, now, anything else you want to tell me?
Well, that's all. I just wanted to see if there's anything that could be done, you know, other than taking drugs. I'm kind of leery of drugs.
Yes. You're wise, okay? Let me ask you, how old are you?
I'll be 65 in May.
Okay, and you've been healthy? How long have you been sick with all these symptoms?
Well, I started having a problem with infections in the urinary tract in 1994.
Okay.
And, they would give me antibiotics for it, and it would go away, and then it would come back. And
so how long have you been, how long were you treated with these antibiotics, you know, different antibiotics?
Well, I guess about three different occasions they had to give it to me. Over the period of time before I had the prostate surgery, and then I would go in annually for physicals, and my PSA reading jumped from like 6.5 to like 15.
Okay.
And they took biopsies and said that there was cancer found in the prostate.
Okay.
And that they gave me four or five options, you know, that I could watch it, have it removed, take radiation therapy and something else.
Okay.
And then in 2000, the year 2000, February the 7th, I had the thing removed, hoping that would, you know, stem the problem.
Okay.
And so far, I'm healthy otherwise.
Yes.
In fact, I went back to work in about 6 weeks after that, but...
Okay.
You're
not healthy according to my standard. Okay, you have all these problems. All these are symptoms. The prostate cancer, the abdominal pain, the low immune system, the numb hand. Okay. Conventional medicine only do tests and find out and describe to you what else is wrong with you physically. But
okay.
They cannot tell you why. They know what is wrong down to the molecular level. Okay, like the nerve conduction test. So what good does it do? The nerve is slower, okay? You cost it a lot of money. Last week, we have a patient that had nerve conduction test actually caused severe pain. In other words, that is when his pain really increased. The whole point is that this test really does not help absolutely nothing in the therapy. nothing like you got a slow conduction test, then you use Motrin. You got the medium size, you got to use another drug. It does not help. It just, well, I hate to say it, it's just like a scam to make money. They don't know it, okay? They probably do not want to know it either, okay? Because after test, you should ask the doctor, when you get a test, what are the results going to help me? Now, for instance, okay, removing the prostate cancer, does it help at all? It only removes the complication, which is the cancer, but you never treat. What caused the cancer in the first place? I can help to cure all your symptoms. They are all connected to one problem, your imbalance. There are basically two problems, two things that cause you to have problem. Number one, you don't have enough life force, your life, the Chinese call qi, that make up your spirit and your mind. That is what causes healing. And when your mind is not connected to your body, it's different degrees. When you're still slowly disconnected, we call it aging. Okay? When it's more connected, we call it sickness. Okay? When it's totally disconnected, when your mind and spirit are not into that body, we call it physical death. Because it's only with this energy that the body can heal. In fact, the whole physical universe is physical degeneration, physical disorder, and mental restoration of order. Look at your home. Your home tends to go in messy. The kitchen goes in a mess every day. Okay? What puts it back together? Your mind. Okay? What fixed your legal problem? The attorney. Actually, legal chi, we call attorney. You got a plumbing problem, you got to know how. So every problem, every repair of every problem, including sickness, start with a mental know-how. The energy from the mental spirit, from the living essence of your part. And conventional doctors do not know that, so they do all these different tests. And let's go back to your infection, your urinary tract infection, okay? And it's totally related to your prostate problem. The kidney vibrational system, not the kidney organ, the living part of the kidney, out in the air, enter the kidney, and provide circulation to the kidney, and your reproductive organs. So the kidney infection is due to the fact that you did not have enough circulation, not enough this qi. It's almost like, imagine your body is like a garden, okay? You got all these sprinklers, pipes, okay? The down in the lower part of your garden, okay, your pipes are blocked. Okay, so you got one set of flower dying, we call it infection. Another set of plant that are overgrowing or most overgrowing, we call it cancer. Okay, all have to do with not enough this healing force in that area and not enough circulation. So removing the prostate is only removing complication. Like if you have a wall that's bulging out because you got a leak underneath the wall, removing the wall is not going to do anything. It's the most ridiculous way to repair the problem. You say the wall is bulging out because it's wet, okay? You remove the wall and you replace the wall with a new wall. What have you done to the problem? Nothing. You fool the consumer. You fool the patient that the problem is being solved, okay? Now, antibiotics. Antibiotics are not used by a healthy person. In fact, a healthy person that uses antibiotics will get sick because antibiotics kills the good bacteria or not the good bacteria, the physiological bacteria, as well as those are overgrowing. In fact, all bacteria are normal, in normal proportions. Only when you ruin the balance of the body, there's certain amount of the physiological bacteria will overgrow. For instance, like strep throat. We all have streptococci in our throat. But when you ruin the circulation to the throat, that's when the streptococci overgrow and we call it strep throat. So the treatment is not to kill the bacteria with something the body never used. The treatment is restore the circulation by restoring the mind and body together. And that's how I'm going to treat all your symptoms. Your problem can be cured, but not with drug or surgery. But by restoring the body back on its own feet, doing its own thing, only eating the right kind of diet. So, you want to hear more about how I do it, I will explain it very clearly when the first time you come to see me, how the mind and body and how the different emotion and stuff like that cause a problem. How about your wife? Did your wife have some other problem too?
She seems to be okay.
But anyway, do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, all the conventional treatment are treating symptoms. And in fact, the stuff they give you and the surgery that they do to you are harmful because it drains the energy. It drains the energy that causes healing. This energy in a commercial company is like money. So anything that the company has to spend money or spend mental or physical power, which is chi, okay, and you weaken the company. And that's why your body, your health are being weakened by symptomatic treatment, but not fixing the cause underneath the cause.
Okay.
You understand that?
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. And today we are open until 2 o'clock, and our phone number is 714-556-8664. For anybody who had problems, okay, I can fix it. And if you do not have this, we do not have this program, you will not know that everything can be cured. The Chinese found this out. Chinese medicine, however, is too weak. Acupuncture does not restore the connection of the mind to the body as much as my NDE treatment. Okay, when the mind gets to the problem, the body, the system feel better already. Much like when you have a legal problem, before it's fixed, but you're on the phone, you found an attorney that tells you your problem is not so big, you feel better already.
Right.
See, as soon as some know-how is connected to the physical problem, you feel better already. And once you start fixing the problem can be fixed by knowing how the system works and restore the function of the system.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. You got any more questions?
Well, I wanted to know where your office is located so that I can make an appointment, or they'll give me that information when I call back.
Yeah, you called it when we are located in Costa Mesa, Orange County, and number again is 714-556-8664. And for other people that want to check more about what we do, I have a very extensive website, www.drtong.com. And all my past radio shows, since September of 2000, we have been bringing people in, like Kendra and Jenny, their story, and show that all chronic disorders can be cured, including cancer. And cancer is not easy to cure, but it can be cured. Okay? Yeah. Anyway, so next week, we'll bring in more cases and to show that chronic degenerative ailments can be cured. So come back and join us next Saturday. This is Dr. Tong saying goodbye. Have a nice weekend.